cleverness that you might be able to learn of Tali Adoration.
So yes. The coming here only again.
No, Gomi taste.
Yeah.
It Gomi taste, but Gomi is only awesome inside the SF condition of perseveration, not inside love of Tali Adoration. So that's why the Rambam says the Mosakin Rikin. Now, there is a choice for us, yes? Oh, yeah, yeah, 1 second. I'll come to it. Good that you reminded me. Because so many yonim, so I could forget. Now, so there is a choice for us, and there are more paskins like the Rebosh in Chube to one of the daily in his day, Reb Chaim Galipo. He wasn't in Adam Pacing. Who liked to give kules, but the Rebosh rebuked him. So he was people to come to her and Shabbos. So the Rosh was very upset, and the Rebosh was very upset with him. And how, why was he matir? But it's more than precious that Moser gave him the raspids of a Moser and Masrik. So he says that Moser is different. Because, first of all, he says, Nozir has a lot of hair. So maybe it's a situation that he comes the hair that he has, that he'll tear out some hair. And then he says, even if the Nozir does not have many hair, but by Nozir, so he mentions there is a mitzvah of Kodesh Yegad of Perasaration, but by Shabbos, there is no mitzvah to have hair. But he tears it out, Tlisha is in Rochet Raise. So it's mashma from the Chaim Galipa that it's only awesome in the Rabbon, by Shabbos. By Moser is awesome in the Raise, and it's a Yisab Kodesh Yikad or Teras Areshi. But by Shabbos, it's only awesome in the Rabbon. What is that? No. The Rivosh, he doesn't say it's also in the Raise, but he says the same Nisar that is true by Nozir is also true by Shabbos. He doesn't say it's the Raise.
Because he agree with this Rav that...
The Chaim Galipo. Yes.
He agree
with the... No, he's Chaim. But he doesn't say...
He says the Raise, and then he watches and says the Raise.
No, he doesn't say that it's also in the Raise. He says it's also. So he rebukes Reb Chaim Galipo for being matir to go comb hair on Shabbos.
No, but Reb Chaim Galipo says it's also midrabbanan, even on Shabbos. Yeah.
So no, Reb Chaim Galipo is matir legamre.
Oh, yeah. What's the
matir legamre.
Why?
Because there is no iser of to be taken
here. I thought you said that grammar is also midrabbanan.
So? The Gemara says, "Lesasekom locho, asiru dosa chokom mishore." But the Mordechai in Shabbos says, "Only the mokim bleike is gom mishore." Let's say they take the bais, so you can set up the chares so that when the fire reaches the chares, so the fire will be extinguished. But the mokim bleike say that. Then the Mordechai says that there is no. There is an Isam in the Rabban.
But
Reb Chaim Galipo is chelik on the Monach. So, the Rivosh doesn't say this or something. He says some understand that there's the Rosh Chiti. But Reb Chaim Galipo is matter on Shabbos. So my father says the Shite of Reb Chaim Galipo and even the Shite of the Rivosh is told the two terutzim in the Perush HaMishnah. And then I think that the Avnei Nezer mentions that concept in regard to the Tesvos in Shabbos in Perik HaMatznia, HaMechabed VaMerabed, so Rabbi Elazar in the Chayev Chatos. And the Chachomim say, Eini Elo Mishim Shmus. And Vuhidnet, the Gemara said, Vuhidnet is really Kerashimen, Shorah L'chatchile. So the Avnei Nezer says, what's the machlokes between the blazer and the chachamim and the shimon? Because mechabed, so it's also a psychration series. When you sweep the floor, so you don't sweep the floor with one act. There is a series of acts. of sweepings, but because of the series of sweepings, so then he'll be mashmeh gumis. So mele Rabbeinu Zahor tikreishin is series is chayv. And Chachamim say tikreishin is series is only nisad rabban. And according to Rabbi Shimon, tikreishin is series is muta legamra, is muta lechatchil. So this I heard from my father. Now back to the Rosh. Yeah.
The first teretz in the Parash Mishnayos wasn't the teretz that it takes a long time for.
That's right.
It's
situation is serious. So the first teretz in the Parash Mishnayos in Rambam holds that situation is serious is considered in Mishnah.
And that's what he means when he says it takes a long time.
That's right. Situation is serious. I mean, that's amazing. In other words, Abhidhaga mentions that even according. Says in Pirkei Avot of Shabbos that even according to the Oroch, so not by Shabbos, Bishor Yisurim it is Oser. So mainly it is Oser for a person who has jaundice to take Kesha Lichen. The Oroch is only Matir by Shabbos because there is a Lecha Haloche of Melechus Mashiach. But the question is, the Oroch mentions so many rayas. From Shor Yisurim, from Yisrael Pinayim Agabayishim, Meichi Kisus Meichi Kidarkon, Uvvachol Yishavim Bechamot Nechamo, Umizakshom Nehasino. So how can the Rosh say such a thing? So there's the kasha that is raised against the Rosh. But the answer is, when the Rosh says that even according to the Oroch, it's only Mutar on Shabbos, that's only in the case of secretion of Michale, when it's kosher. So then, by Shabbos, it's not osa because it's not in Lechus Mashemis. But by Shor Yisurim it's osa. Mashenkin, if it's in secretion of Michale, it doesn't care one way or the other. So then, by Shor Yisurim, is considered mishavi by Shor Yisurim. Some mele the Rosh says that to take the one who is youngest, to take Ikesha Likri, some mele is considered mishavi because he doesn't want it to. It's not a meaning of Mirchpes Lei. He doesn't want to become stout, but he has nothing better to do. So mele, it's considered mischave mamish. Mashinkim by Shabbos. So it's still not a leches machshavas, even though he doesn't want it to happen.
Whether it's both cases,
he doesn't care. So then it's considered mischave. But if it's loy michale, he cares, but he can't help it. So because he wants to be cured from the jaundice, so then it's not considered mischavi. Because he's certainly not mischavi to become sterile. He's very upset about it, but he can't help it. By Shabbos is mischavi.
Because
the current isn't that the Shar
Yisurim? That's right. So it's Osa.
If it's Loi Michali by Shar Yisurim, the Oroch is made it as it's Osa. The Oroch only says Gabi Mizal Piyayin or Gabi Ishi. What is it?
Yeah, it should be Faker.
Why Faker?
Because if it's Lo Yichpas Lai, it's less of a reason to be Mutter than if it's Lo Yichpas Lai.
No, it's more of a reason.
Why?
Lo Yichpas Lai.
Right.
So he's having to do something that will sell result in another Maisi.
Which he doesn't care about.
So Menele is Mishyachis to the other, to the seals also. But if it is, so then we cannot say just because he was mishaved to do one maise, and that will result in another maise. So mele is kavone is to do the other maise. He doesn't want to do it, but he can't help it. He wants to save his life.
If it's you're mixing up.
I'm not mixing up, I'm sorry.
No, because you said the opposite 3 minutes ago. You said the reverse.
Sleep of the tongue.
I'm not sure which one you mean. Which one do you mean? By Kol Terekule.
By Kol Terekule, so according to the law, Sikresha de Lich Beslei is Mutter, but Sikresha de Lichale is also Mutter. By Shabbos, it's Mutter.
Yeah, by Shabbos, both are Mutter. Now, by Kol Terekule, let's say the Saris, it's Lo Nichale. He certainly doesn't want to become
a Saris. How can you say he's Mishaveh?
So he's not Mishaveh. So he should be Mutter.
What is that?
If he's not Mishaveh, so it should be Mutter.
No, he is Mishaveh.
Why? He certainly doesn't want.
He doesn't want, but he's Mishaveh to do something.
He wants to do A, right?
Yeah. And that will result
in B, right?
And he knows.
And he doesn't want B, right?
He doesn't want B, but
so
he knows.
Like in
1 second,
yeah.
He knows it will result in B. So mele de kavone. To A is Nisyachis, to B, to Maise B.
And if it's Lo Yichpas Lai, then we don't say that?
No, we don't say that.
If he definitely doesn't want B, then we say B is Nisyachis to A?
That's right.
Why?
He's having to do something that will definitely result in another Maise.
That will be in both cases, right?
Yeah, but right. In Lo Yichpas Lai, we say it's not Mishyachis, because he doesn't care whether A B will take place or not.
Yeah, and if he doesn't want B to follow A,
so then he's Mishaveh. So the Kavone to Maise A is Mishyachis to Maise B.
I don't see it.
Why don't you understand? It's very simple.
Because if he doesn't want B to happen, right, then it's more of a reason to say that he's not miscovering for B.
No, on the contrary. He doesn't want, but he's doing it because he
you
wants
mean,
to kill
if he
himself.
Somehow doesn't want that sub-form of Kavana?
That's right.
Negative Kavana is also a form of Kavana? While Lo Yichpas Lai is like no Kavana at all?
That's right, of course. So, this is the pshat, and I think that I discussed all the Gemara. I mean, the only Gemara that I did mention, but I didn't discuss it, is Nuchitzus Nuchim Pidarkon, Uvachal Nishavim Bechamim Bechamo, Uvichon Pinatzim. So the Gemara says, all right. So the Gemara Nivome says, the Kashi, all right. As far as Abrochas Mechas is concerned, all right. So there is the answer. So in the middle of whatever reason, but as far as this applying is concerned, how is he allowed to put the jacket at the slime in order to, that the muches shouldn't collect from him the tax? So the Gemara says, Krabchim. So there, Rab Gveyer in Maroche Yud, and Yume, Esikash, he says, that Shimon only says, Tomoshim Yishavim is Muter, if it involves two separate mices. But if it's the same mice, then Rav Shimon doesn't say that Dorshin Shamimut of Horai, Abai the Robert Hamut Abai, and neither Rav Shimon Sikreshe, Luyomus. Now, over there, so you could also say the same thing, he is not Mishaven to deaden the Tzipir, he is only Mishaven to chop off the head of the Tzipir. But there's the same mice. Just semantics, I mean, just say, I am having the chop of the head, not to deaden the tzitzit. So here too, he puts on the biggest outline. He puts on the biggest outline, and in order to mafia the meches, He's not mishaving to be nene, but he is nene. He is nene, v'chamol and v'chamol v'yatzino. So the Bishalevi says that, that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. In other words, when a certain act is entails something else, another Isa, what is the same Isa? It's not like walking and dress on Shabbos, where it's different Isa. So then, is it considered Dovashim Mishabim, or it's not considered Dovashim Mishabim? So, according to Tesis, it's considered Dovashim Mishabim. But according to Rashi in Yivomes, is considered double shem mishab. So this is how the Bishalevi answers of the Rigas Kashi against Rashi. But the question is, what about Tesis? Tesis says the Feresh in Yume, in Shabbos, that if it's the same Ma'ase, then it's considered Mishavim Mamesh. Yes? What is that? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So.